So we are recording now, and Kevin, the Glasgow Board of Aldermen met Monday. Will you tell me a little bit about what was decided?
It was a very brief meeting. They voted to approve the proposal from Terracon to do the additional testing at the lagoons. This testing is going to be basically required to get our FEMA appeal in. They'll be testing for inorganic and organic materials and try to separate them, basically to see what was brought into the lagoon system by the river and what's supposed to be in there. They'll also be testing for to get a closer amount of how much is actually in there.
And do you know off the top of your head the levels of that are allowed?
It's not anything about levels. It's more we've got this sludge on the bottom of the cells, which DNR requirements are 6 inches, but we have three times that, four times that. So it's in order for the lagoon system to work properly, that sludge needs to go, regardless of if it's a volatile or non-volatile or organic or inorganic. Doesn't matter. It's got to go for the system to operate correctly. So it's full of sludge, and what we're trying to do is show FEMA that sludge material was brought in by the river during the flood and not just normal waste from the city.
All right, and if it is proved to be from the flood, how will that make it easier on you guys?
Well, obviously the funding is the big thing. If we can show FEMA that there's material in there from the river and not from the normal operations of the lagoon system, then hopefully the plan is that they'll provide us with the funding needed to clean it out.
I see. And now Terracon, I'm sorry, I know we've discussed this in the past, but when are their tests going to begin and how long will they take? And
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was going to ask about cost, too.
Okay. Hopefully, they'll start moving equipment in today. Everything's got to be right. The water levels have to be high enough, and we've been working on that all week. And hopefully, they'll start Monday, and they'll actually have some results Monday. So fairly quick. We need the quick turnaround because of the appeal. We had 60 days to appeal, and we're right about square in the middle of that right now. The tests, we had top-of-the-head figures initially of anywhere from 6,000 to 10,000. The proposal came in a little higher at a little over 11,000, probably due to the amount of equipment and things that they have to bring in. There's a just mobilization and demobilization of the equipment they need to bring. I do not know if the test will be on site or if the material will have to go to Columbia or somewhere else. But what they said was that they should start seeing have some results Monday.
All right, that's fantastic. Well, Kevin, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Not at this point. There's going to be a lot of issues coming up in the next few months. The biggest thing is if FEMA doesn't provide us with the funding we need, where we're going to get that funding. So if you just want to keep in touch after the next regular meetings over the next couple months.